I want to welcome everybody to another wonderful edition of Saturday AM Live. This is Sam Rogers, your host. And this morning we have a wonderful couple. You know, one of the joys that I have in being with Nikan for the last decade and a half plus at this point is that on the Nikan journey we come across people who the first time you meet them, that first impression, there's something about them that you know is quite different. And Ron and Lynn Dillman definitely fall into that category for Stacey and I, just because of not only their rock solid faith in God, but just the type of decision that you guys have made every single day to live life to the fullest. And I know that takes work, and that's what we're going to find out from you guys today. A little bit about the background and what you do to keep things always on the cutting edge and always on the optimism side, pushing the envelope of that rather than falling prey into the negativity that seems to want to overtake the whole entire planet here. So, Ronlin, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
All right, and I know you guys are on grandparents these days, so we're gonna get this rapid fire and get you guys back in the south before those grandkids wake up, because that I'm not going to be the brunt of the problem here, and let you fall down on that responsibility. So,
all right, we like a kind of static movie.
we'll bear it through as best we can. Take us back to the beginning. Now, Ron, your background is in dentistry.
That's correct.
And Lynn, were you the proverbial stay-at-home mom, or were there occupational things that you produced?
Initially, I was an elementary school teacher. I taught first grade for a couple of years. And then family, I was a stay-at-home mom until they were in later elementary years. So junior high, we started a Christian school in our area, and I was actually at the school for a year, and I was considering still involved with that school.
Oh, wow. See, I knew that. Never knew that about you. Okay. I knew there was the elementary education there, but I never knew you were the chief of things, especially in the pioneer work. No wonder why network marketing came so natural to you guys. I wouldn't say it's easy. It just comes natural. Now, Ron, you as a dentist, what I think a lot of people don't understand that with the traditional, with the traditional professions that as a kid, you think, well, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a fireman, these things. There are occupational hazards that come with this. And in light of that, and maybe Lynn is the one that would do the chime in as well, what being a dentist, I mean, it's a secure source of income, right? I mean, having your
Absolutely,
own-
yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so why is it that you guys made the choice to, walk away from that to pursue Nikan full-time?
Well, Vance, it's just, it's really been quite a trip and a journey for me. I mean, initially, like you were saying, I was just really, geared in and focusing in on the profession and really, helping people from that area in that direction. And when we discovered Nikan, a good friend of mine, a really close friend, had a really bad, painful back, really suffered all his life. And when he called me, gosh, man, it's been about 14 years ago now, that he told me he had a miracle happen in his life. And I was really happy to hear that. We're both Christians. So I asked him, well, Wendell, what's happened? And when he told me what had happened to him, my brain went full snap, what is he talking about? Using some magnets on his back that changed his life in 2 weeks, and now he can open lower cabinets and play ping pong and even play flag football with the kids and that kind of thing. And so when I heard that, he was too close a friend, and I just knew him too well that it wasn't some kind of weird thing. Although initially I thought, what kind of superstitious thing has Wendell gotten himself into? Magnets? And of course, Nikan, very early on, that was our core product, and is still one of the core products today. But when he came down and I saw him, he came down and did this, it was actually with your dad. And I just saw a guy that had tremendous, tremendous relief in his body. And he was physically fit and trim and happy. And he did a couple of rollouts, one for Lynn and one for me. And I think Lynn maybe even later for our moms and all, too. So I knew there was something there that had really helped him. And so it was really a matter of time, of getting to know really what Nikan was about, what the products were about, and how he would be able to help people. I thought was great is help Wendell, but how many other people can, you know, can get help? And then the discovery that, boy, just virtually everybody gets some kind of a response, even if it's just in a matter of prevention. So, as you know, the practice was just doing very, very well, and I was very, very busy. We were looking at maybe early retirement, something of that sort, and it seemed like, gee, can he can really help us this way financially? And, you know, then we discovered that, you know, we go for it, we prayed about it, see what really the Lord would have us do with Nick N. And son of a gun, I called a broker, and within 6 weeks, in the small town that I was practicing at that time, there were 4 practices for sale out of 15 dentists. And within 6 weeks, the broker called and said, I have a buyer for your practice. And actually, it was at the 6 weeks that I walked out the back of that office. You know, beautiful office, but crown molding, 14-foot high ceilings, and, you know, just, you know, granite cabinets and all kinds of things. And the feeling of freedom, Vance, was just really phenomenal. And, of course, that's continued. So the 4 years, the little over 4 years that we've been sharing Nikan full-time, it's really been a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been a lot of work. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with having work that you enjoy doing. So that's maybe a nutshell of what's happened to me.
Now, you just said something, Ron, that I have to key in on, because I think, and I know Lynn would agree with you on this, that when you do something that you really enjoy, it's really not work. And how many times do we find people who are doing a job or a career that maybe, even as you said, you know, my practice was going great. It was, you know, in the small little town, and but we get to a point where, you know, it's kind of lost that pizzazz.
Yes.
And maybe it didn't lose the pizzazz or the thrill for you, but however, you saw that. Wait a second. As you saw Wendell life completely physically change. The reality of it is that, you know, hey, maybe we could impact some more people. Was that kind of for both of you, was that kind of the transitional, the light bulb, proverbial light bulb that went on your head that, wait a minute, this is an idea whose time has come?
Yeah, absolutely. And Lynn, you have a comment?
I think that, as you know, I was working the business more hours part-time as he was working, you know, his dentistry, and probably for a couple of years I was telling him, you know, if he would just retire and help me full-time, we could travel more to help our team, because the other thing that was going on in the first few years is we had invalid mothers, both of us, in our town, and we really couldn't get away. So we helped our team primarily right in our own hometown and the surrounding communities. So the bulk of our organization is right here, which is really nice, because we can really have a close relationship with all those people. In fact, they're all like family with each other. They're all cross-minded, but they all know each other. They're all friends and work well together. But it did spread out, of course, and we've got, you know, teams in other states, but we didn't feel like we were free to go and travel and leave our moms in the states that they were in for a while. And then when that, they went home to be with the Lord, and we had this, you know, additional freedom, you know, I really felt it was important that Ron be able to take the time off, because, well, you'd ask one of the, you know, drawbacks over hazards of, you know, having a traditional business like dentistry is you are tied to that business.
Now, when you get away, I'm curious, when you say tied to that, and it's not like I'm trying to do this expose on traditional businesses. I mean, we're all smart enough to know that there are the benefits of owning your own business is you own it, and there's a lot of freedom associated with it. The downside is you have to realize, do you really own it, or does it own you? I'm curious, how many hours, on average, like when you said goodbye to Ron in the morning, when he went off to the practice, when would you typically see him again in the evening?
about 6 o'clock. He'd leave about 7:15 maybe, and
okay.
not get home till 6 or after.
Okay. So it was traditionally 11 hours away from home.
Right, with travel.
Five days a week.
Initially,
when we were first in New Canada, the position that he had, he was a director of a clinic thing, and so that took 5 hours a week. But then when he moved to a new practice, it was 3 days a week.
Okay.
So we did have four-day weekends, which helped because we could, do more on those 4 days, but there was still, those other days and the responsibilities of employees and the overhead and there's always something happening there.
Yeah, in any traditional business, and certainly in a medical dental practice, you have all the staff, you have all the supplies, you have the rent, you have all the utilities, all the business expenses, and they go on forever. And, when an economy would hit, and back then there was a period where, periodically, things really slowed down, and you're just making ends meet, and it's not a real thrill, and then the employees wanting raises and all that kind of a thing. So, and of course, justifiably, you want to really take care of the people you're with. And so the expenses just go on forever, despite the fact that you'd like to have some time off. And I think, Vance, that was one of the big things. I was lucky to get a couple of weeks off a year. Even as busy and quote, successful as I was, it's pretty typical of most dentists. And now, boy, the time we have to be able to, get away and have fun. And then not only that, what I didn't have in my practice was the fabulous home business write-offs that we have, which makes a significant difference in our federal and state income taxes, legitimate write-offs that were just not available to me. So that's part of the package.
And being that we just celebrated tax day, we can point out that when you say legitimate write-offs, you're talking about the ability to actually keep more of what you're earning.
A whole lot more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Rather than entrust somebody else to spend it on your behalf, which, doesn't always agree with our personal spending choices. Let's just put it that way.
That's a better way to put it.
Now, I also have to bring up this, and I want to kind of segue here because there are several things that are jumping out at me. But the first, I guess the biggest one is that, again, not to try and paint a terrible picture, because I really feel that there are countless people in the world, not just in North America, but there are countless people, we're talking millions, that should be working for themselves in some sort of business, whether it's a landscaping business, whether it's a dentist practice, or whatever the case may be. But there's always that fear involved of, I don't know how to do that, and I'm not comfortable because I'm not a leader, or I'm not a salesperson, or I can't, speak in front of public. The list of excuses goes on. But when you guys saw the opportunity, when you said, to list your practice with a broker in a city where there was already several other practices being listed, was there a little bit of a tinge of fear involved in making that transition, that leap?
Well, I don't know so much fear as just the fact of realization that it was probably going to take 4 or 5 years, and it was the Lord's will when the practice would be sold, and so for me, just the whole thing with NECAN was really a gift from the Lord, Vance. It was really just something beyond any kind of really hope at all, just to be able to walk out of that practice as soon as I did and be able to be taken care of financially and all, that was really terrific.
Okay. So what are some of the things, and I know you guys would have already implemented them with your team, and when you thank you for saying that, you built it local, and there are pros and cons to building things local and long distance. And you can go either way, because some people say, I just want to keep everything local, and other people are like, I want to get this thing international as fast as we can, because I love to travel, and I love to, I'm the jet setter. And we know you've got people now all over the U.S. What are some of the things that you have done that you put into place that were some of the core foundations in building your team that have carried on even today? Because a lot of people making that transition to something in the world of network marketing, like Nikan, that we find, well, what do? You know, we're so used to working 3, 4, 5 days a week, and all of a sudden now we're commuting to, you know, down the hall, and we're not out in the public. There's some huge things that take place there, but I guess my biggest question is, what are some of those core things that you guys have done over the years?
Well, we're big believers in just the basics of the business. Number one is a weekly wellness preview. We have maintained a weekly wellness preview since the first day we started 14 years ago. And it's been, you know, moved around, held different places. We've tried, a wellness center. We've tried it in hotels. Of course, we started in the home, then moved to those things. But we're back to our home and have been for the last few years, ever since the wellness home concept, and it got to be so many products and having wellness home tours and that kind of thing. It just makes sense to have a wellness home business in a wellness home. You can actually see it and know that this is a home business. Our home is the central point where people come. And you know, when people are first getting started and maybe the distance, and we're telling them they need to start a wellness preview, and, well, I don't, you know, have any team members yet. Well, we didn't either when we started. We couldn't find any other people doing it here. But, you know, it was your dad, Vance, that said, if you guys pioneer it and start it in your town, you will someday be the leaders in your area, and that's, of course, what happened. But it just started with us, and as we shared it with some people, finally there was another person that joined us, you know. And then, you know, we would still invite people, and they would invite people, and it just kind of grew that way slowly at first. But after, you know, about a year of doing that, then, you know, we had a good-sized number of people in the living room each week. And now we really pack it out sometimes. But the weekly wellness preview is one of those core things that we've always maintained. Another one is just the process of the way, teaching the process of how we introduce people to the business, which is, you know, asking questions, listening, creating interest, and then doing the ABC or one-on-one with prospects. We're always offering our help with anybody that's new, no matter how many levels down, you know. We have the free time. Maybe your sponsor's working a traditional job, but if you have somebody that you'd like us to meet with you, so we're always going out and doing ABCs. We still believe in doing the rollout. In fact, one of the newer people that's down, you know, not directly under us, but down a little bit, and she actually lives in our neighborhood. She had an in with a tennis club this last week to go in and do rollouts, and in spite of having a 2.5-year-old all week long, Ron and I split up the duty, and each would go spend a few hours at the club with her. I think I counted up, we did a total of 21 hours.
Wow.
In days, doing rollouts, and Sherry got a ton of prospects, you know, on her list to keep following up on, because she's a new business builder. Just got the executive last month, so. And then we believe in having the big events. We always host a quarterly event, and we have a big one coming up in May. We're May 2nd, we're having a Rhythm of Nikan event in the morning, and in the afternoon we have Susan Jeske coming, and we're having a mother-daughter luncheon, and it'll be a benefit for autism. And on the first night, a wellness preview night, that I made the tickets available, and the local people, we limited them to 5 tickets each that they could go sell, before they could come back and get more.
Yeah, $20 a piece, too.
Wow.
85 of them were gone the first night. They released the ticket. We have over, I think, 105 tickets out right now, and we can only hold 128 in the hotel.
Oh, this sounds like a bad problem you guys have got.
Yeah, so we're going to pack this one out, but our team is so supportive, and they're all willing to help to put on events. You know, I just put out the word, and they're I'll help with this, I'll help with that, so that's really great, and I still believe in the company incentives, like the 21 Club. In February, neighbor gal that's just getting started, I did a 21 Club with her, a successful one. We finished that one up, and in September, I did one with Kathy McDaniel, one of our other silvers here, who's been getting her business going again, and I think I've done about 8 or 9 of them through the years, successful ones, so
wow.
I really love the 21 Club. I think they're great.
Then I have to ask this, and Ron, I'd love to get your input, because it sounds like what you're describing here, the core habits of being the leader, you know, stepping out there, setting the example, and you'll have followers, the weekly wellness previews, the home-based business, the core process, asking questions, ABCs, rollouts, hosting the big events. This doesn't sound like, I don't hear it in the tone of your voice, it doesn't sound like work. and I know this is a loaded question, but Ron, is there a parallel or a comparison? Because I know that, again, any traditional business that you're going away from the home to do it, there are always fun elements in it, because most people would not start a business. You would not have gone into dentistry. You would have not gone into elementary education if you hated it, if you loathed it every second of it. However, I think the fun element, and you guys talked about, Ron, you mentioned the feeling of freedom. This doesn't sound like work. Am I going the right direction here?
Yeah, the physical work, I mean, if you were to put us on a dynamometer and what our bodies are doing, you would probably see a very similar kind of process to when Lynn was teaching school and you know, all the Bible studies she's done over the years, and I was practicing full time and all, that the numbers would be very similar maybe to what we're doing, but now there's just so much joy in what we're doing, just to be able to help people and get the responses and get the hugs. You know, there's just a lot of love in the can and a lot of family in the can that you just don't relate to in a professional practice, even though I was helping people with a lot of different things and Lynn too with the kids. So it's hard to put a finger on the pulse of the difference, but the difference is really dramatic. We talk about freedom. It's really, really wonderful to be able to be free to make the choices on when I want to do it, instead of having a schedule where you've got maybe 30 people you'll be seeing one day, and you're running from one room to the other, and checking hygiene and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know, how about you, Lynn?
Well, yeah, I enjoy the relationships in it, and I enjoy the fact that we can, even though these people are business partners, they're not employees, they're friends, and they're people that when we can help them get a check, and they're all excited about, you know, the things that are happening in their business, that brings us joy as well. So
And there's something that a lot of people think, well, up to now, all I've heard Ron and Lynn talk about is just impacting people's lives, getting hugs and making a difference, doing rollouts, and, you know, it sounds like a lot like product, but at the same time, when you say helping people get checks, how do you do that?
Well, isn't it...
and I got Ron all choked up on that one.
Yeah. Little allergy going on here, but yeah, you know, we share the business that there's a possibility, and that we're looking for partners to get the word out to people with virtually everybody we talk to, but we don't do it initially. Initially, we're meeting people, and we'll just sit down with them and listen to them. You know, sometimes we talk about asking questions, but let's find out what it is about these people and chase it down. And maybe the first time we meet them, we don't even bring up NECAN, you know. And maybe they'll mention their business or what they're doing, but then you just kind of keep that as a mental note. And then at some point, we bring out, you know, that we are looking for partners to bring this to people. And then, of course, even when they're interested in the business, they're saying, well, really, what do the products do? So we share both. It isn't like you share a product or you share the money or whatever. And I think like Rick Murphy and Terry Latham will talk about, you know, sharing NECAN. Really, NECAN incorporates all of that. So all these roll-offs were doing this last week. Everybody I talked to, I said, we're part of the world's largest and only total wellness company in the world, and we help an awful lot of people where we haven't been able to help them with traditional medicine, you know. And then beyond that, this is something we make money at, too. Just kind of let them know right from the beginning. And that really doesn't offend anybody, you know. It's really it's still interesting to them.
Well, it doesn't. I don't get the impression that you're trying to sell me snake oil or anything, and that there's nothing evil. And, I mean, I don't suppose anybody's really opposed to earning a few bucks while they talk about something that's truly impacted their lives. I mean, it doesn't sound so terrible to me.
Yeah, you know, when you present it this way, it isn't like you're trying to come on, because so many will say, well, this is network marketing, and their concept, I think, is really more about maybe experiences they've had with network marketers. And so when they start to see who we are and what we do and how we help people, it's a completely different thing. And then when we share with them, you know, we're on our fourth car that NECAN is paying for. We have just so many wonderful things. Just having gone to a convention and, you know, being able to travel around the world and write it off and share it with people, they start to get a completely different picture about what we're doing than just the old concept of network marketing, or really the concept of traditional business, for that matter.
Sure.
You know, and I think Vance, one of the best things that ever happened very early on when I sold the practice, Robert Kiyosaki had written Rich Dad, Poor Dad. It had just been on the market for maybe a month or two. And for people to just read that and realize there's something beyond working for somebody else and, getting a paycheck and being able to be creative and be able to develop your own business and if you have any kind of an entrepreneurial spirit to do the Bill Gates thing or the Dennis Williams thing, if you will, you know, or the Vance Rogers thing.
Okay. You know, thank you for that, Ron. I have to ask you guys both, and I want to try and finish with this one question, because there's a lot of people out there, in listening to you guys share what you've shared, there's no way in the world that anybody could say, well, you guys just got lucky. You know, you just got lucky because all these people were going to follow you naturally because, I could go on and on. But you didn't use your dentist practice, it doesn't sound like, to market your NECAN business. You simply talked to people that you knew.
Yeah, that's really true.
And you built, as we said, you know, you become the leader, you set the example, and people will follow you. You start an in-home, and you've got maybe a couple people there, and then it may take a few times presenting it before someone decides to join, and that's kind of par for the course. I mean, nope, you know, Edison didn't create the light bulb on the first try. It took him a few thousand times.
Yeah, you know, Vance, and it pops into my brain, along with the journey that we've been having with NECAN, that's been so fantastic, are the lives that we've changed. And maybe you could just kind of mention, like, very early on, we met Lynn Marie McCune at Hughes at the time, and she was, you know, bedridden and in just terrible shape, taking bags full of medications. And, you know, to have her and people seeing her and being a part of our community, that's really a very exciting thing. And then going across the country to a wonderful teacher, Nancy Hay, back in Somerset, who just had horrible neuropathy from her chemotherapy and unable to walk. And how's that for a PE teacher? and to have her building a huge team back there in Pennsylvania. You know, all the way across the country, there are just so many wonderful people. I don't know any others you want to mention, Lynn, with whatever we can share with you with that. But,
it's our family, our team family, and the other thing that for the people that are at a distance, we do have a weekly team call, mentoring, coaching call that, you know, where we can train and help people gain those skills that they need to be successful in their business. So we're accessible even though we might be at a distance.
Sure.
Maintain
sure.
that relationship, as I'm sure you do, Vance.
And I know this is a silly question, but Lynn in the educational system and Ron in dentistry, did you ever lead a conference call before?
Never. Never. I've done a lot of things in Nikon that I never dreamed I would ever do. I never liked to talk in front of people that were over 6 years old.
And I've seen you on stage in front of hundreds of people, and yet, I don't need to go there. Final question. You guys became members of the President's Club years ago, and I think this is something that people need to understand, that it does take work. The President's Club is the requirements when you reach the position of a platinum wellness consultant, and then maintain it, keep it active. So you're paid as a platinum for 6 consecutive months, then you become eligible to be in it. You have to get the recommendation of 3 other diamonds, one of which needs to be in your upline. And then it's the president's decision whether or not he feels that you meet the criteria. You guys attain that. And then because life happens, a couple of your leaders or whatever weren't qualified or whatever, and it's not like Nikon immediately kicks you out of the President's Club. There's a grace period there. However, you guys fell out of it. What has that journey back been like for you?
Well, it's been a determination, I'll tell you, and a decision because, like you said, life happened to a couple of our silvers. Maybe for people who don't realize how you get qualified for the President's Club is either whichever way took you to platinum, whether it's 6 silvers or 3 golds. For us, it was 6 silvers. So every month, that means that 6 silver legs, somebody who's a silver in 6 different legs, must be qualified with their 2,000, the minimum qualification. So, you know, every single month that has to be going. I tell people it's kind of like a juggler who has plates spinning on a stick. You know, just when one kind of starts wobbling a little bit, you know, you got to go... speed that one up, or another one will start wobbling. And if all you have is 6 legs, that can be really, really hard. But if you've got more, we've got like 14 different legs that have silvers in them. So any given month when, you know, there's 6. But the reality of this business is not everybody's active.
Sure.
You know, at the same time.
Because you're working, as one of our leaders, Jim Curry, so eloquently puts it, you're working with an army of volunteers.
Yes. Kind of like herding cats.
Yeah.
It's exactly like herding cats.
And so we have our solid business builders that, you know, have never missed being qualified in years. You know, Lynn Marie and...
Mm-hmm.
Mike and Linda Phillips.
Michael and Linda Phillips. And, you know, quite a few of them are just rock solid, have... you know, huge downlines and that. And then we have, you know, others that are fairly new. And, you know, divorce happens. We've had deaths. We've had, you know, you just, in the course of time, life happens to people. And some have to set Nikan aside for a while. They get to silver and they, you know, something's happening in their family and they have to set it aside. But we keep maintaining the relationships with them, keep letting them know what's happening and letting them know we'd like to have them back whenever they're ready for them. And it's really great when they do make that call and let us know, hey, things have gotten better now. we feel like we're out of the loop now. What do we do to get back in? Now, that was the case with Ron and Kathy McDaniel. They were some of our, well, they were our very first Silvers from years ago. Were great business builders at the beginning, but then life happened to them and some different challenges with family and so forth, and they kind of had to put Nikin on the back burner for a while, but they still maintained the people that they had on autoship and so forth, so they always had some residual income coming in. But after Ron McDaniel retired from his traditional job, then they really saw that they needed Nikin for the extra income in retirement. So sometime last year they said, we're back and we're going to build this thing to the top. And I'm telling you, they're breaking a new silver this month.
So that
I'm like, crazy, you should have her on sometime. She's waited. I mean, she's, you know, watched and learned from us, and now they are great mentors and team leaders, and they go have trainings with their team right here in town, but they don't need us.
They put you guys out of a job, in other words.
They just make it so much better. You know, Vance, I think one of the real fun indications, having been in Nikin as long as we have now, and now doing it full-time for a little over 4 years, you start to realize the attractiveness of Nikin, and to really understand when other people start to understand what we have our hands on and the joy we can bring to people in their lives and their families' lives and their friends' lives, and you know, physically to be able to help them, and financially. My gosh, in this economy, we have so much interest now in our previews about the, you know, being able to get a check and all. What a great thing to have this residual income going on. I don't know about you, Vance. You know, when I sold the practice and all, I was able to really invest and do some really good things. You know, a lot of that stuff's taken a big hit, and isn't it wonderful to have the residual income coming in from Nikin? So in essence, we haven't been able to, haven't had to drop a beat at all. Nikin is very attractive, and as people realize it, they come back to it. You know, they don't just drop it and leave. It's really, that's a real exciting part of it.
Mm-hmm. And there's an element, you guys keep keying on this, and maybe we can wrap this up with this thought, is that the element of freedom, that regardless of what's going on in the rest of the world, people will always be seeking freedom. That's what's made our country as strong as it is over the last 200 years, plus, is that we want that. We want the ability to be able to have the things that not necessarily we want, but things that we need, you know, shelter, food on the table, and Nikin actually gives us that opportunity by doing something that's fun, that we always do naturally anyways as human beings. We use a product, we gain an experience, and we want to share it with other people, like a movie or a good restaurant or whatever. And you guys sound like you're having a lot of fun, and it's not a task at all. And something I need to point out here, too, is that, you know, when life happens, when you talked about some of the your qualified leaders, they, you know, things happen, the divorce, the death in the family, or you know, whatever, job change, careers go one way or the other. But Nikin is always still there. Anytime we've built anything to any position, it's still going to be there.
Right, and so what happened was about, you know, the time that some of that was going on, then some of these other people that had gotten to silver and gotten sidelined and hadn't been really part of the team for quite a while came back and have suddenly said, now I'm going to do it. So our determination was that we were going to be back on President's Club no matter what, because that is a great thing to be a part of. I mean, we always tell people you want to get to gold and have a car and then get to platinum and be in the President's Club, because the perks and the inside information and the different things that the way, yeah, just all the things that go along with being in the President's Club is really, really worth it and fun. And
well, you sold me on making sure that, you know, Stacy and I never fall out of it.
That's right.
I don't want to lose any of those perks.
That's our new determination. Anyway, we are back on, and we just made a decision we were going to go either develop some new silvers or help some of the ones that wanted to get back active again, and so that's what we've done.
And, of course, we're building the diamond, too, which will make the whole network a little bit larger, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Vance, just really quickly, you know, we use the word fun, and I think it's really true because this is fun, but I think because of everything that we talk about, the whole panoply of what our experiences are, and actually for me, being able to do this business with my best friend, it becomes truly meaningful. It isn't just some, you know, some short-lived, enjoy a movie, that kind of a thing, or maybe a few weeks of doing something fun, but it's truly meaningful. It's a life's journey, and I totally enjoy that.
Well, it obviously sounds like it, because I don't see this as, there's no element of the word job or misery or work associated, something that you have to do. It, obviously, this is something that truly is pushing the fun element for you guys every day. Well, if you got in a little bit late, Ron and Lynn Dillman have been our guests. They reside in Redding, California. And again, I want to say congratulations to you guys in getting back into the President's Club. It's an honor to have you back in that, I guess you could call it inner circle, but it's not closed off. It's not a us four no more. It's open for anybody. And if you've heard something that you wanted to share with somebody else that you just couldn't get them on the call, head to growingandwellness.com. That's www.growingandwellness.com. And Brad makes these interviews and these stories available for a small fee to get a high-quality CD. And if you are hearing this story on the CD and you'd want to join us live on the call, that number is area code 319-279-1000. And the code to join us is 628-62-POUND. And every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. West Coast time, yep, those of us on the West Coast get up bright and early, and thank you, Ron and Lynn, for doing that, making that transition on your Saturday, because usually, as you told me the other day, you just get to sometimes lay in bed and listen. And I've been told many times that, how did these ladies put it to Stacy once? We were at an event, and she said, this group of them said, oh, yeah, We're in bed with your husband every single Saturday morning. It's great. I'm like, okay, you guys need a better choice of words next time, maybe. I don't like the connotation of that. But anyways, Ron, Lynn, thank you guys so much for
joining us. It's been an honor, Vance.
And look forward to seeing you guys in October at the convention, if not sooner. So best of luck, and wish you the best of success with the event that you guys got coming up on May 2nd. That was the date, right? May 2nd, you said? Yes. Well, again, thank you guys, and we'll let everybody go at this point and have a wonderful Saturday and wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning. Bye-bye.